This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Nearly 3 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week as the viral outbreak led more companies to slash jobs, even though some states have begun to let businesses reopen. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Another week and another grim unemployment report.
This is frankly another sickening punch to the gut, and unfortunately, we need to be braced for more incoming body blows along these lines.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We're well above 30 million total new claims for unemployment benefits. We know that the unemployment rate was elevated in the month of April, and there's no relief on that front either.
And the solution remains the same.
We need a vaccine. We need the vaccine deployed. We need to have effective treatment.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A government whistleblower who says his early warnings about coronavirus preparedness were ignored says America's window to get ready for a resurgence is closing. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Rick Bright tells a House panel 2020 will be the darkest winter in modern history if officials don't act quickly. He says there needs to be a national testing strategy, more masks, more gowns, more everything, and a plan to ensure an eventual vaccine can get to everyone.
We don't have that yet, and it is a significant concern.
Bright says he was fired from leading a government biomedical research lab after sounding the alarm about the Trump administration's lack of pandemic planning. He worked under the Health and Human Services Department, and Secretary Alex Azar says everybody pushed the same thing. Bright's no different.
Everything he's complaining about was achieved.
And says Bright's complaints don't hold water. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted a state of emergency in large parts of his country Thursday, but said it would remain in place in Tokyo and Osaka until the novel coronavirus is contained. Emer McCarthy of Reuters has more.
The world's third largest economy declared the nationwide state of emergency a month ago, urging citizens to reduce person-to-person contact by 80% to slow the spread of the virus and ease pressure on medical services across the country.
While controlling the spread of the virus as much as possible by acting on the premise that the virus is all around us, we'll restore ordinary work and daily life.
The 39 prefectures in which the emergency has been lifted account for 54% of Japan's population, but the greater Tokyo area alone accounts for a third of the economy. Abe said experts